Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the big deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Thank you for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And thank you to all of our sponsors as well. We do ask that you tell them that you are listening to Party Line, and we appreciate having them on board to help us bring you the show, and HoosierlandTV.com as well. Kimberly Black is on the line with us. She is the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you rested and raring to go?
I'm not sure I go that far, but...
Well, I have to say, the weather could not have been any better for the Hot Dog Festival.
It was a fantastic weekend for sure. So,
give us
a little raspy this morning because, you know, hooping and hollering all weekend.
I understand. Give us a little recap, because really, I would say it felt like that was like the most people we'd ever had, and it may not have been, but it just felt like it was very well attended.
Right, yeah. Between the nice weather and all the activities going on, downtown was definitely busy. I'm hoping that all of our merchants and small businesses across Frankfort were able to, one, participate at some point in the festival, but two, be able to reap some of the benefits and economic development strategies that we use to bring people into the city of Frankfort.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There were some very creative hot dogs. Some of them were, there was a breakfast hot dog that had eggs and like a little drizzle of honey and probably some cheese. I can't remember what else was on that. There was the hot popper, right? Am I thinking right? Hot popper hot dog that was on the croissant, which I never got to check out. Then there was the Mexican street corn dog, which was phenomenal. I did try that one. It was really great. And then our friends at Nickel and Rye had the hot dog with pulled pork on it and coleslaw, which was really, really good as well. I mean, there were all different types of very unique hot dogs.
Yes, and I love that. I know that we've had a lot of people that have asked, like, why don't we do the dining tent anymore? And I just love the creativity that our businesses and some of our food vendors are able to participate in now. And so it's a great opportunity to go around. I tried the breakfast dog with no egg, and it was amazing. I tried some others, but I that was probably one of my favorite and most unique. So I am gonna share a tidbit. I did have a pork burger from the fire department as well, so I did head towards the pork burger side.
Well, I mean,
that's all right. I love the fact that Judy was flat honest when she said, I like mine plain. And I side with Judy all the way on that. Maybe a little ketchup once in a while, but yeah, just I don't need, I can forego all the frills and different taste.
Well, as I was working the booth, I was asking folks, where are you from? How did you find out about this? And I was floored at how many people came from Indianapolis, Noblesville. The gentleman that won the hot dog eating contest was Canadian. Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
I mean,
48 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
48 hot dogs in 10 minutes. If that doesn't make you need to get a Tums, so, I don't know what does.
So much for a mild and mannered Canadian.
But so as I was asking people, a lot of from Indianapolis, Noblesville, and I said, well, why did you come to our festival versus just some other festivals? And they said the one thing was for the cost, because for them to go to a festival in Indy, Noblesville, they have to pay for parking. They got to pay to get in. They got to pay for everything. Whereas you don't have to pay to park here. You didn't have to pay for the shows. You had to pay for your food, but everything else was pretty much free. And they're like, this is like the best deal going. They loved it.
Yeah. And that's what I loved. I mean, these events and these festivals, you know, I say it all the time, we wouldn't be able to do it without all of our sponsors and everyone playing a large part in our community. And so that's just kudos to all of the people that, you know, made the festival possible.
Well, I felt like it was a really good festival. So congratulations to you and to Kim Stevens and everybody that helped put that together. You all did a great job.
Well, thank you. I just loved the fact that I should have worn a sweatshirt on Saturday. Or at least pants instead of shorts. So I just loved that aspect of being
in July.
It was great.
Do we know how many people showed up for the concert? I heard about 5,000. Is that a kind of an accurate number?
That is what I'm guessing. I usually, I was down there at Prairie Creek Park, and I can kind of gauge over the years. Like, I take sections at a time and kind of estimate. But I'm guessing we were close to the 5,000 mark, if not over that. So, which is great to see, you know, that many people in Prairie Creek Park and being able to use that amenity to the best of its ability.
Right. It was a great weekend. Again, thanks to everybody and all the folks that not only got streets, but picked up trash and did all the other things that go along with that as well. So thanks to everybody that had a hand in that. Let's talk about some other things going on around town. I'm sitting here looking at the Sparkling Success Leadership Series this month. Well, next month. I guess this is still July, but in August.
We have about 4 days left, I think. But yes, it is... Back to summer concert series. It's back to movies in the park, and it's back to Sparkling Success. So August 19th. Vanessa will be here from the Indiana Chamber of Commerce and excited to kind of share her wisdom into business development. And, you know, it's great to have her here. I don't remember the last time she was here, but excited for her to kind of tour our community and visit some of our businesses and then stop in with the mayor for lunch.
Yeah, it's at the Neighborhood Center. And if you would like to join us, you're welcome to do that. You just have to RSVP to the mayor's office by August 12th, and it is $25 per person. But the meals are always phenomenal, by the way.
Yes, yeah. The city does not profit off of this. This goes straight back into just paying for the meal, paying for the luncheon to be put on and put together. So it's a great time to just collaborate and network and, you know, hear how everyone, you know, different leaders in our state and different leaders across our region, you know, are helping shape our communities.
Kimberly Black is the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort. She's our guest on Party Line today. And something we need to talk about is the survey. Can you tell folks about that and then how they can take the survey and what it's all for? So give us the whole rundown on that, please.
Yes, it kicked off at the Hot Dog Festival. I tried to convince them to be Frankie for a day, but that just didn't work out. But the survey, we've had a little growing pains with it, so I know we had a few issues when we first launched it, which is great. We wanted that feedback, which also means people are taking it. So we have fixed those, listened to everyone's, you know, comments about it. And the survey is online. I will have QR codes when we go places. The mayor, the message with the mayor. I'm going to talk about it at Board of Works meetings, city council meetings. Like, everyone's going to get tired of Kimberly talking about the survey, right? But they, American Structure Point, did a great job. They brought boards to the Hot Dog Festival if anyone didn't have an opportunity to stop by their booth. You're able to leave sticky note comments, stickers of different colors of great areas that need some work, busy intersections that maybe you don't feel safe crossing, different land use opportunities. So over this weekend was the kickoff. Anyone is able, anyone that would like to take the survey, it is online. If you go under the City of Frankfort website, it is under the building services page, and there is a large link. You can't miss it. So happy to help anyone. If anyone has questions, they can reach out to my office, the mayor's office. And there's a large web page just designed for this comprehensive plan and getting people's feedback.
And so, is this just for folks that live within the city limits of Frankfort?
No. So there are, it's kind of just like the other survey to be able to get the grant. Now this is kind of taking that survey and beefing it up, I guess would be the best way to put it. There's a spot that says, I live in Clinton County but work in Frankfort. I live in Clinton County, but visit Frankfort. So we're trying to gauge, like, where people are coming from. Or I live in Frankfort, but work outside of Clinton County. So there's a lot of demographic questions as well. So, yes, Cindy, I know you don't live in the city of Frankfort, not to call you out, but...
Neither do I.
But you work in Frankfort.
Yes.
So please take the quiz. I've taken the quiz. I don't live in the city limits, but I obviously work for the city of Frankfort, and, you know, this is my community, this is my hometown, and so I took the survey and gave my 2 cents as well, which, if anybody knows, my 2 cents is a lot. So.
And how long do we have to take the survey? How long will it be posted?
Right, so this survey will be through, we are hoping to collect everything by the Raices Festival. So you have another month and a half to go. And like I said, we are going to be, you're going to be seeing a lot on our social media. You're going to be seeing a lot when we go out and talk to people. So it'll be something that you may see one or two of them at a summer concert series, a table set up so that people could take surveys right there. So we're trying to get a lot of community engagement around it.
Sure. Yeah, I don't blame you. And this is what I like. I like it when we give people a chance to weigh in. And that's one of the things I think that you do well is very much, let's hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. And the mayor is very open about, hey, come and find me at Muffins with the Mayor, or we're having this here, and they can call in Party Line anytime. We love having you guys on the radio. People are welcome to call in. You can call in now, 659-3338, if you have questions for Kimberly. But that is one of the things we want to hear from you. And this is an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, this is a comprehensive plan. Somebody asked me that over the weekend, like, what is a comprehensive plan? And I think that's a fantastic question. You know, if you're not in the world of local government, and a comprehensive plan is pretty much a goal document. It's very similar to our downtown revitalization plan that we have worked through over the last several years. And so this document will be something that it'll be passed this administration, the next administration, you know, the administration after that potentially, and be able to say, this is what our community has asked for. How do we get those things accomplished? And so it's a vision to execution document with a lot of goals and a lot of steps in place to be able to, you know, move our city, whether it's through growth and development, whether it's through park revitalization, it could be a lot of different things. So, there's a steering committee that we're putting together that once we get all of this information from American Structure Point, how can we put this all together in a document? And it's everyone from the school system to the library to Center Township to our streets and our utilities. So it's a wide range of people that will be a part of this.
Well, and a comprehensive plan is vital to be able to look for the funding to put those wishes. Because basically that's what it is a giant wish list. And to be able to make those come to fruition, you have to have that list to know where you can look for funding. Because, you know, it's not all going to come from the city budget. You're going to be looking for grants, primarily grants, to be able to fund a lot of this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's when we first started looking, like, do we need a new comprehensive plan? How would that look? What do we need to do? And we did a housing feasibility study, and I looked at the housing feasibility study, and I looked at our comprehensive plan, and I said, we are not aligned anymore, which is fine. It happens. It happens all the time. And so that's when we started asking council, city plan, building services, you know, how do we move forward from this? And that's how the comprehensive plan or that project came into fruition. Mm-hmm.
You're very busy. You have a lot going on.
You know, if I stay busy, that just means I don't get in trouble. And
there you,
you know,
go.
All the things. So
absolutely.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to call you out.
You know, after a positive weekend, like, I'm on cloud 9 at the moment. So we are good. I'm all smiles today.
Hey,
so.
I'm impressed with the fact that you're not comatose after this weekend.
Well, yesterday, I'm not going to tell you
was
what.
Was rough in the morning.
Yeah.
We were all
yesterday
dragging.
Yesterday was a little rough.
It was a little rough, but that's okay. You know, we have such a great park system, and I understand, are you looking for a part-time custodian at the park? Did I see that?
Yes. So that position's been around for a little bit, but this person... and actually, this is the only position that we have available at the city of Frankfort, other than the police department is looking for new officers. But the parks department, this person, it's very flexible with the hours. You can work, you know, it's nights and weekends, afternoons. So it's cleaning up after events at the neighborhood center, the shelters, Prairie Creek Park. So it's someone that makes sure that all of our facilities keep running when people rent them out for baby showers or graduations or, you know, anything like that. Yep.
That's pretty cool. That'd almost be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all right. Now, I have
other things in their job description, but that's the roundabout.
Sure. I wanted to start with the good part of the park information, but I understand there was a little vandalism at the park recently. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I came from the park system before I ended up in community development, and it's an ongoing issue. Some weeks are better than others, and the parks department puts their heart and soul, and they have so much passion behind what they do, and so it's a little disheartening to see when we want to put a project and better our community and better an area in our park system, that we can't even complete a project before, you know, something like this happens. So, yes, the question always comes up, does the park have cameras? Yes, they have a lot of cameras. Some of our older parks, we are beefing up those systems, but, you know, it's hard to tell when someone's wearing a hoodie and all you can see is their eyes, or they know where cameras are, so they're not looking at them. But police department is looking into it, and Parks has fixed the basketball court. Crawford Family Fencing finished their project, which is what was vandalized. I'm shocked that the poles, they had just set those in concrete, so thankfully those, you know, were okay. But it's just a little disheartening sometimes when the Parks Department works so hard to get projects completed for our community to enjoy.
Yeah, that's so frustrating. I mean, that's just mm-hmm. it. They're trying to, we continue to try and do better. And I said last week, and believe it or not, I heard people comment on how nice the downtown looked area with all the flowers and, you know, some Lanens and some others have really worked hard on improving their buildings. And now we have Nickel and Rye, and we just continue to try and do better. And then, the frustration of just a few people, you know, right after we're trying to continue to do better, it's very frustrating.
It is. It takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of money, and it takes a lot of energy, and to keep doing those things over and over. You know, they just have great attitudes out at the park that they're going to, you know, make the park system the best it can be, and we just love that our community can rally behind that. But which I will say, I mean, I don't want to digress back to the hot dog festival, but this was the first year we didn't have State Road 28 construction. Downtown projects were pretty much completed except for, you know, inside the courthouse. So I loved that the downtown area was wide open this weekend.
It was. It was really good. Well, anything else that you would like to add today? I know we have Muffins with the Mayor coming up. We've got a downtown tune night coming up, and we will get all to the back to the August schedule here soon. So anything else you'd like to talk about today?
I need people to, you know, this is my little, I don't want to say cry for help, but my two cents of, I need you all to participate and to engage into the survey of the comprehensive plan into the Safer Streets for All. And it's the only way that we're going to be able to bring you a community that you all want to live and work and be in. So that is my plea, I guess, of if you have ideas, questions, concerns, this is your opportunity to put them all down. And it's anonymous. Nobody will know who's taking what quiz or what quiz, what survey. I'm getting my kids ready for school, can you tell? But it's an opportunity for you to voice, you know, what you want.
So please tell folks the easiest way, where they go online, how they take the quiz, the easiest way to do that.
The easiest way is to go on our city website under Building Services, and you will see the link.
All right, there you go, folks. Please go take the survey. It gives them all kinds of information that they need for all kinds of different things. And it's a good chance for you to put in, you know, as Kim says, your two cents, and you can give them some feedback. Kimberly Black, Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort, always good to have you on. Thank you so much. Hot Dog Festival was awesome, so kudos to you and Kim Stevens. It was a great event, and Cindy Chambers and so many people have a hand in that, but you guys did a wonderful job. So thank you so much for a great festival.
Absolutely. Everyone have a great week.
Hey, you too. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Some other things that we have on the agenda today, we wanted to let you know about some things happening around town. First off, the meeting originally scheduled for the Board of Health date changed from Tuesday, July 21st. It's actually happening tomorrow, July 28th. That is at 5 p.m., so we just wanted to let you know about that change. Also coming up this weekend, I will be broadcasting live Friday evening from my friends over in Colfax at Old Hickory Days. Friday evening, vendors kick off at 4 o'clock. The Perry Township Volunteer Fire Department Fish Fry is Friday evening. That is from 5 o'clock until 8. There's the Mr. and Mrs. Old Hickory pageant and the Hickory Kids pageant as well. And the band Friday Night, this band is super popular here locally. They do an awesome job as Radio Flyer. They will be playing at Old Hickory Days in Colfax from 7 o'clock until 10. Then Saturday is a full list of events. They'll start out early in Colfax with the Pancake Breakfast. That's from 7 o'clock until 10. There's the Hickory Hustle and the 5K. There's the Kids Run. There's a petting zoo that's put on by the Clinton Prairie FFA. There's the Show and Shine and Touch a Truck. There's the registration for the parade at 1. The parade then starts at 2 o'clock. Again, this is on Saturday at Colfax Old Hickory Days. There's bingo, foam party again for the kids, Show and Shine again, pizza eating contest. There's the truck and tractor pull. That is a huge truck and tractor pull. That starts, well, gates open at 6 o'clock, and the tractor pull begins at 7 o'clock. And then check this out, Bodacious Band, 7 o'clock until 10 in Colfax on Saturday night. So they have a lot of things happening this weekend in Colfax, and I will be broadcasting live Friday evening from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 o'clock until 6 Friday evening. Would love to see you out there because they do a great job. Again, for such a small town, they pack a lot of stuff into that town. Some other things happening, if you are heading to Indiana Beach coming up this weekend, there is wrestling live in the ballroom. That always makes me laugh. And then with our friends at the Paul Philippi Resource Center, they are heading to Booker's next week. But if you would like, it's on August 4th. But if you would like to go ahead and let them know whether you are driving or meeting them to ride the bus, that's the information they need to have. And just let them know that you would be coming. And finally, this morning, wanted to let you know that you need to check out WeLoveBigDeals.com, or you can go to Clinton Carroll or BoonCountyDailyNews.com and click the Big Deals tab. It's that time of the year. The Indiana Bacon Festival is coming up August 22nd in Delphi. You can get your $20 bracelet for just $10. Kids 12 and under are free. Live music. It's bacon, brews, and bands, or bacon, bands, and brews. It's all the good things. Can't beat the B word that day. Bacons, bands, and brews. And so that's coming up in August, but the wristbands go on sale $20 at the gate, but you can get them for $10 just by going to WeLoveBigDeals.com or Clinton Carroll and BoonCountyDailyNews.com as well. Some other things you can find on Big Deals. Avery Appliance Center has certificates available, $50 certificates for just $35. And Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, $50 certificate for $35. Sweet Salvation, if you have not been to that bakery in Delphi, great little location. You can get a $5 certificate for just $4. They have all kinds of things there, cupcakes and cheesecake little things that are phenomenal. And they have cookies and all kinds of stuff, cinnamon rolls. I could just go on. But anyway, check them out. If you're going that way, stop and get yourself some goodies at Sweet Salvation Bakery in Delphi. Anything else we've left off the list today, ma'am?
Just shout out to the kids from Carroll County and Clinton County who went to area tractor driving for 4-H on Saturday. We have several from both counties moving on to state, which will be taking place on August 13th, and MJ will have all of that information so she can get it all up on Clinton County and Boone County and Carroll County DailyNews.com, including my grandson, which I thought was pretty cool.
Okay. And I think the Boone County Fair is happening this week, correct?
I can't remember. It's this week or next week?
It's this week as I'm looking at the schedule.
Okay.
Yes. So a Boone County Fair going on this week. And so lots of things happening. And one of the things we really appreciate you listening. I think Mel,
I want to go over these road closures really quickly. County Highway is going to have 600 North closed between Colfax, Manson, and 400 South for a few hours. Just avoid the area so they can get their work done. And then here in Frankfort, Frankfort Waterworks will have Williams Road closed all day between Forest Drive and Coin Lane. So no cutting through the back way to get to all the drive-throughs. So you'll have to go the main drag.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. Shan will be back tomorrow with another edition of Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.